Vicky Kerrigan here with you, 106.1 in Katherine, 990 in Gove. I don't know if you heard this story earlier today. It's pretty funny. A Darwin Police Watch Commander, Gary Smith, he called for reinforcements last night when he saw what he thought was an 8-metre saltwater crocodile on the road near police headquarters in Berrima. It turns out that when assistants arrived, the backup, they arrived. Don't know if they were flashing their sirens as they were heading out there. They arrived, a couple of extra police officers in the patrol car. They got out of the car and saw that it wasn't a salty at all. It was actually a freshie. And it was a metre in length. So police officers today have been asking the question, why did the crocodile cross the road? And we would like you to help with that answer. You can go to the Facebook page, 105.7 ABC Darwin, to finish the sentence. Why did the crocodile cross the road?
Whether you're off footy training or just training for the Lounge Olympics, Vicky Kerrigan will see you through to 6 on 105.7 ABC Darwin.
One of your favourites from Spicks and Specks, Miff Warhurst, will be joining us very soon to talk about her favourite comedy film of all time, or comedy films of all time. I'm trying to get you to think about that because I'd like you to nominate your favourite comedy, and then we might just show it at Deck Chair Cinema and you can invite some of your friends along too. You can send me a text on 0487 991057. Nominate your favourite comedy. 27 to 5. I'm not sure how I feel about this, especially considering the sweaty temperatures that we endure here in the Top End during the build-up in particular. Although maybe it's really practical. Could you drink recycled sweat? We're going to talk about the future of clothing with our futurist Marcus Barber this afternoon. Marcus, I wonder actually if people have considered this because of a place like the Top End of the Northern Territory, where we can sweat so much that sometimes people might just even suck their T-shirt just to get a little bit hydrated.
Well, it's a possibility, Vicky, but I suspect it's more likely you've got plenty of water up there compared to some other places. It's an idea that actually emerged out of military environments where personnel couldn't get access to water readily.
How does it work? So you've got this sweaty shirt on.
Yes, and effectively the way the clothing's designed is there's generally small channels inside the fibre itself. It allows, almost like an aggie pipe, if you like, water seeps into the clothing. Gravity draws it down to one little area where it's collected and then filtered.
Filtered into what?
Well, it's filtered away from, you know, taking all the nasty salts and things out, but filtered into a more drinkable version. So you're probably not going to survive on it for months, but you might survive on it for longer.
Any idea how much water can, I'm trying to figure out here. Is it as much sweat as you excrete that could be transferred into water, or is it filtered down so that some of it is diluted, removed? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, you've got to think of the normal sweat levels, that there are certain elements that you're going to take out of it, and that's going to decrease the volume of the sweat itself. And effectively what you want is something that's almost readily drinkable again. Of course, it's not just sweat that you can take and convert. And if you're in a suit that can convert fluids generally, then you have other options available to you other than perspiration.
And so would it actually just go into a bottle that's kind of you're carrying on your back, like one of those camel pack things?
Yeah, that's the general idea. The gravity just takes it downwards. There'd be a filtration system to take out all the nasties. And what you're left with is something that's readily drinkable.
Quite incredible. And you said that it could be used for the military. Do you think that we'll get to a day when, an average person like you or I might actually want to go and buy one of these shirts that can make your sweat into drinking water?
I think if you talk about some of the high-end sporting applications, triathlons and things like that, certainly there's a potential element there. I suspect you're more likely to see them in disaster management areas where you've got people going into disaster zones where access to fresh water might be questionable, and that might be one of the parts of their kit, if you like, is some clothing that can enable them to recapture some of their perspiration.
How fascinating, Marcus Barber. I know that there are a lot of ideas that we can talk about when it comes to the future of clothing. Can we continue this conversation next week?
We sure can. And can I nominate Waking Ned Devine for a comedy?
Oh, yes, you can. That is brilliant. That is one of the funniest. This is what I've been trying to think about, how to define, you know, the comedy that you can watch over and over again. And I think that's one of the films. If you can watch it again and again, then it's a classic comedy, isn't it? If it's a comedy absolutely that makes you laugh, no, if it's the 70th time that you've watched it. What, why do you love Waking Ned Divine, Marcus?
I think it's incredibly well written and well acted. It's just, it's very subtle at times and some great unexpected events. There's a, as you remember, that telephone box towards the end there is quite a classic.
It's a nice one. Thanks, Marcus. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Marcus Barber, our futurist on 105.7 ABC Darwin.